You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. One of the things that I've done over the years as I've tried to build a jazz collection is that if I heard something that I liked and wanted to include on the program but didn't have in the collection, I would go to YouTube and record off their version, and then I would always make sure that after I used it on the program that I would buy a copy on CD. Well, I thought it would be fun to cobble together a program from all of the things that I recorded off YouTube that I had in my sound file collection here today. A lot of nice stuff. I hope you'll enjoy it. We'll start things off with Gerald Wiggins.
Thank you. Kissing me too. although our love affair wasn't to be. I wonder if you care about me. I still remember that night under the moon. I recall that it all ended too soon. I can't believe you're gone. Memories linger on, 'cause I still get a thrill thinking of you.
Lawrence Brown.
Duke Ellington, featuring Lawrence Brown on trombone. This is from March 1967. Piece called Rue Bleue. It says Jazz House label, but I don't know where you would find a copy of it today. I got it through a series of collector's cassettes. Duke Ellington and Rue Bleue. Let's go to the top. We started with Gerald Wiggins from September of 1950. And Have You Met Miss Jones? It's on the Vogue label. Gerald Wiggins piano, John Beauchate on bass, and Chico Hamilton on the drums. Recorded in Paris. Then we listened to Bill Evans. This was from a practice tape of the 1950s and a very early version of Star Eyes. After that, Al Haig, You Stepped Out of a Dream. The Al Haig Quartet on the Period label, September 1954, Al Haig piano, Benny Weeks guitar, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Phil Brown on the drums. After Al Haig, we listened to Bud Powell and Moment's Notice from 1965, 1966, somewhere there, on the Mainstream label with an unknown rhythm section, both unknown bass and drums, Bud Powell. After that, Claude Thornhill, featuring Fay Warren on the vocals from December 1947, For Heaven's Sakes. It's on the Columbia label, 17-piece orchestra that included Red Rodney, Lee Konitz, and Barry Galbraith. Then Dean Martin from March 1950, accompanied by Paul Weston and his Dixie 8 on the Capitol label. I Still Get a Thrill, Dean Martin on the vocals. And that brought us around to Duke Ellington. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline here runs roughly from 1944 through 1964. And we're going to start this next set with Art Blakey. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And it's Red Garland to round out the set, going back to December 1956. I Know Why, and So Do You. On the Prestige label, off a package called Red Garland's Piano, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor. That rounded out the set. Let's go to the top. We started with Art Blakey on the Bethlehem label, from October 1957, for Miles and Miles. Bill Hardman on the trumpet, Johnny Griffin tenor, Sam Dockery piano, Spanky DeBrest on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Then we listened to Donald Byrd teamed with Gigi Grice on the Jubilee label, from August of 1957, Blue Light, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Gigi Grice alto, Hank Jones piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. After that, Hampton Hawes, from May of 1956, this is Live at Embers on the Xanadu label, All the Things You Are. Hampton Hawes piano, Red Mitchell bass, Chuck Thompson on the drums. We listen to I Quebec, aside from December of 1961, on the Blue Note label, Easy Don't Hurt was the name of it. Came off a package on Blue Note called It Might As Well Be Spring. I Quebec tenor, Ed Swanston on the organ. Skeeter Best guitar, Sonny Wellesley on bass, Lester Jenkins on the drums. Then we listened to Chet Baker in Paris. It's from October 1955, his rendition of Summertime. Chet Baker on trumpet, Gerard Gustin on piano, Jimmy Bond bass, and Burt Dollander on the drums. Going back to October 1934, it's Art Tatum on the Decca label and Beautiful Love. And we wrapped it up with Red Garland to round out the set. You've been listening to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Let's wrap it up. We got our shorty by Joe Williams and George Shearing from March 1971. We'll see you next time around.
Nobody's heart belongs to me. Hi-ho, who cares? Nobody writes his songs to me. No one belongs to me. That's the least of my cares. I may be sad at times and disinclined to play, but it's not bad at times to go your own. Nobody's arms belong to me. No arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me. Thank you.
Nobody's arms belong to me. No arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me today.